one of them, because if they're all off.
We're ready. Okay, call to order council meeting for December the 19th, and everyone would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, guide us tonight, and the future as well.
Amen. We have roll call.
Here.
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 Here. Adoption of the agenda.
I move that we adopt the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Vice President Ravalette, to adopt the agenda as presented.
Question. Yes.
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 And the agenda is adopted. Approval of minutes for December 9th meeting.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Vice President Ravalette, to approve the minutes as presented.
Question.
Dwayne Chatton?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Groh?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
And they are approved by a vote of 6-0. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. And none committed chair reports. Report of city officers. We have no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is transfer from fuel to repairs in the amount of $3,000 for the police department.
I move that we read and approve this transfer.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Vice President Ravalette, to read and approve this, the transfer for the police department.
Transfer. Chief Dunham requests transfer from fuel to repairs, $3,000. I wanted to note, he just started and he's already doing that.
I call for the question.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Brian Groh?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatton?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
And by vote of 6-0, that transfer is approved. Next is Resolution 8-2019, a resolution of the Common Council, City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer of funds.
Move that we read and approve Resolution 8-2019.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Vice President Ravalette, to read and approve Resolution 8-2019.
Resolution 8-2019, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer of funds, Section 1, resolving that the Common Council is giving Clerk Treasurer Office authority to transfer appropriations from one major category to another for 2019 year-end balancing.
Discussion? And this just basically pertains to the next resolution, correct? But this had to be done first.
Call for the question.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Dwayne Chatton?
Yes.
Tim Salters?
Yes.
Dan Ravalette?
Yes.
Brian Groh?
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, Resolution 8-2019 passes. Next is Resolution 9-2019, a resolution of the Common Council, City of Vincennes, Indiana, authorizing transfer of funds, edit to general fund to park and rec in the amount of $60,000, and general fund to fire department amount of $550,000.
Move we read and approve Resolution 9-2019.
Second.
Motion by President Chatton, second by Vice President Ravalette, to read and approve Resolution 9-2019.
Resolution 9-2019, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, authorizing transfer of funds in the amounts mentioned by the mayor and containing Section 1. From edit to general fund to park and recreation, and general fund to fire department.
Discussion? And this is just to get both those funds into the black.
Correct.
After our last tax draw. This is where they ended up in the red, so.
Call for the question.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Tim Salter?
Yes.
Dan Revelay?
Yes.
And resolution 9/2019 passes by a vote of 6-0. Need a motion to pay claims?
Move we approve claims totaling $1,234,985.75.
Second.
Got a motion by President Chapman, second by Vice President Ravelet, to pay the claims in the amount of $1,234,985.75. Is there any discussion?
Call for the question.
Dwayne Chapman?
Yes.
Tracy Brees?
Yes.
Dan Ravelet?
Yes.
Tim Salter?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Groves?
Yes.
And by a vote of 6-0, the claims are paid. Move to miscellaneous. I do have a couple things I want to say. First, all the discussion about the lowering of our AV. Been looking into that with our accountants. Talking with the courthouse, it looks like this may have to do with personal property. But talking with our accountants, this means a loss of just over $200,000 that we won't receive next year. But they say with the way our budget is structured, we can handle that. We'll just watch our spending a little bit more, but we shouldn't have any problems. So if you had any concerns about that, I hope that relieves them. And then the other thing I have is, being the last council meeting for a few of our council members, Tracy, I want to thank you for your service. I really appreciate it. You stepped up and did a great job.
Thank you.
And then Shirley and Dwayne and Scott, you guys have been amazing. I actually have proclamations that I would like to read for you guys. And I will start with Dwayne. City of Vincennes, Office of the Mayor, proclamation honoring Dwayne Chapman for his dedicated service to the City of Vincennes. To all whom these presents may come, greetings. Whereas Dwayne Chapman was born and raised in Vincennes and has provided faithful and professional service to the citizens of Vincennes as a member of the City Council for 28 years. And whereas he has served during the administrations of four different mayors, and for the past 4 years has demonstrated his leadership abilities by serving as president of the Vincennes City Council. And whereas Councilman Chapman has most recently exhibited his extraordinary talents as a council representative to the Knox County Development Corporation and to the Knox County Solid Waste Board. And whereas his dedication to this well-being of the citizens of Vincennes has been made known through the efforts he has put forth while serving the neighborhood and transportation and community development and growth committees to the Vincennes City Council. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, the Honorable Joe Yoakam, Mayor, on behalf of all Vincennes residents, do hereby declare our appreciation and profound gratitude to Dwayne Chapman for a job well done, for the grace and good humor with which he has served the public interest, and for his countless hours of service.
I would just like to say that I've enjoyed working with you all, and whether you're continuing or retiring, I wish you the best and commend you for your service. And department heads have all been great. Clerk Treasurer has been great to work with, and I think we'll leave the city in good condition. So I look forward to seeing continued progress in the city.
Thank you, Dwayne. Scott, City of Vincennes Office of the Mayor, proclamation honoring Scott Brown for his dedicated service to the City of Vincennes. To all whom these presents may come, greetings. Whereas Councilman Brown has worked tirelessly for the past 16 consecutive years on the Vincennes City Council to ensure that his constituents and the entire population of Vincennes had the best possible quality of life. And whereas he has proudly served during three different mayoral administrations, most recently, Councilman Brown has been the City Council representative on the Knox County Development Corporation Interlocal Agreement Board, contributing greatly to the improvements of city-county relations. And whereas Councilman Brown, in addition to being chairman of the Budget and Budget and Public Safety Committee, has also been devoted member of the City Council, Intergovernmental Relations Committee. And whereas recent improvements and progress in the City of Vincennes are due in part to the efforts of Councilman Scott Brown and will be enjoyed by the citizens of Vincennes for generations to come. Now therefore, be it resolved that I, the Honorable Joe Yocum, Mayor on behalf of Vincennes residents, do hereby declare our appreciation and profound gratitude to Scott Brown for a job well done, for the grace and good humor with which he has served the public interest, and for his countless hours of service. And I do have one for Shirley. And I guess I'll just read it for the record. City of Vincennes Office of the Mayor, proclamation honoring Shirley Rose for her dedicated service to the City of Vincennes. To all whom these presents may come, greetings. Whereas Shirley Carey Rose was born and raised in Vincennes and has diligently worked for the citizens of Vincennes for the past 20 consecutive years on the Vincennes City Council. And whereas her dedication and desire for the betterment of this community has been proven many times through her leadership and service as a City Council member during the administrations of three different mayors. And whereas Councilwoman Rose has most recently showcased her time and talents as a council representative to the Knox County Area Plan Commission, serving as chair of the City Council Recreation, Tourism, and Public Areas Committee, in addition to being a member of the Budget and Public Safety Committee, and whereas three of her most notable attributes while serving on the City Council include being a strong contributor to the concept of the Riverfront Pavilion, the establishment of Farmers Market, and leading the development of the Shirley's Pocket Park. Now therefore, be it resolved that I, the Honorable Joe Yocum, Mayor, on behalf of all Vincennes residents, do hereby declare our appreciation and profound gratitude to Shirley Rose for a job well done, for the grace and good humor which she has served the public's interest, and for her countless hours of service. Again, I just want to say to you three, thank you very much for your service. I really, really did enjoy working with you. I think you can look back over your past and see that there have been many improvements in this community that all the citizens benefit from, and we just greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to take a moment too and thank all of you. Thanks, Tracy, Dwayne, Scott, and obviously Shirley. But specifically, Shirley, Dwayne, and Scott. You know, for the last 8 years, we've been associated together as kind of a group. And while we, might have disagreed on some things, there's one thing I know that we all agree on, and that's we want a better city, and we love the city, and we have a really strong passion for that. And we've got different avenues in which we want to do that, but no one can argue that's what we want. I remember 8 years ago getting elected as a 26-year-old and coming on here and realizing, man, there's a lot that I've got to learn. There's a lot I still need to learn. And you come in here, there's things like even who's the department heads and where these places are. And I mean, I remember my first meeting, I had issues turning the mic on, and you guys all kind of laughed and joked about that. And through it all, I'd throw questions and thoughts and ideas out there, and you would kind of guide me, give me your opinions, whether I wanted to hear it or not. I got those. And what that did is that helped me kind of hone my ideas, focus those things, and help me explain things better and express myself and communicate. And it's made me a better councilman. And I thank you for that, because that's really helped me. I know things obviously are going to change, but I know things are going to be, there's going to be some similar things we see. I fully expect to see Shirley at the farmer's market. I fully expect to see Dwayne out taking pictures of the public and sharing those with everybody, not just so we enjoy them here, but that people that have moved away can see those. And I fully expect to see, Scott, you in the gym in the morning. And if not, I'm going to get on you. The thing, too, I've got a special relationship with Scott, with Councilman Brown. Some of you don't know the story, and I think this is probably a good time to tell it. But I was a 12 to 13-year-old that kept getting kicked out of the Y gym. All right, you had to be 16 to be able to go and lift. And just, I mean, week after week, just getting kicked out. I think it was about the fifth or sixth time that he saw me get kicked out that he told the fitness director at the time, you know what? He's with me. And it was from that point, this passion for fitness and weightlifting really kind of took off. And it's people like Councilman Brown who saw something in me. And I honestly can't thank him enough for that, because that's a passion that I continue today. I still lift every day. I still work out every day. And it's a passion that I've taken. Not only do I do the communication director for the VCSC or coach football, but I'm the strength and conditioning coach for all the sports. So I'm in the weight room with kids every day, and that's something that started when I was little. And thanks to people like Councilman Brown who saw something in me. No matter if we argued about something here, I know Tuesday morning we'd be in the gym laughing it up. And I think we argued more about the Bears and Packers than we did anything city-wise. So I just wanted to say thank you to all of you. And I think this would probably be the best time to end with a quote. And if you know Councilman Chatton at all, it's a quote that he will say numerous times. He'll post it on his wall. He's got it there. And it's something that, as a group, you guys really took to focus. And it's Studs Terkel, right? This is my community, and it's my responsibility to make it better. You guys made that a goal. And hopefully that's something that we can continue to do. And I know we will. And that's something we'll take on as we continue on with the city. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
If not, we just need a motion for adjournment of the last meeting of 2019.
I move that we adjourn.
We are adjourned.
It's a wrap.